Senator Tim Scott on federal abortion restrictions, we must fight for life. By Catherine Hamilton on August 23, 2023. Senator Tim Scott, RSC, spoke forcefully in favor of federal abortion restrictions at the Republican presidential primary debate on Wednesday night and warned that the United States cannot allow far-left states to perpetuate abortion on demand. We cannot let California, New York, and Illinois have abortions on demand up until the day of birth. That is immoral, it is unethical. It is wrong, Scott said. Scott added that the United States must have a president who will fight for, at a minimum, a 15-week limit, which is when unborn babies are believed to be capable of feeling pain. We must fight for life. Our Declaration of Independence says our Creator gave us inalienable rights that include life, he continued. That is an issue we must solve. We can't leave it to Illinois. We can't leave it to Minnesota. We must solve that issue with a 15-week limit at a minimum. Scott has been a strong supporter and advocate of a national minimum standard of 15 weeks. In a July 2023 town hall with Marin, New Hampshire, Scott was asked if abortion is a state's issue. The radical left has decided to continue the federal push for abortion on demand up until even the day of birth. As your president, I would encourage and fight for a 15-week limit of abortion in our country, he responded, adding. I believe that life has intrinsic value, without any question. I am a 100% pro-life conservative with a 100% pro-life voting record. I believe a 15-week limit is where the federal government should stop the radical left from pushing abortion up until the day of birth. A leading pro-life organization commended Scott for his position after the debate, saying he offered a bold case for national protections. Mike Pence, Tim Scott, and Asa Hutchinson each offered a clear, bold case for national protections for the unborn at least by 15 weeks, when they can feel pain, which aligns with the overwhelming consensus of Americans. Susan B. Anthony, Pro-Life America President Marjorie Dannenfelser said in an emailed statement. Additionally, those who offered the clearest contrast pointed out the Democrats' agenda of imposing abortion on demand until birth in every state nationwide. Going on offense is essential for any candidate who wants to win in 2024, Dannenfelser added.